This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report claims President Trump authorized the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani 7 months ago with conditions. The word was that Soleimani, who was killed in a drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd, was to be killed if there were any other American deaths suspected to have been carried out by Iran or Iranian-backed militias. When an American contractor died a couple of weeks ago, the president ordered the strike that killed the general. Meanwhile, former Secretary of State John Kerry says he thinks the stories are inconsistent and everything's becoming suspicious.
That I think it's beginning to look like a cover-up over their original choices.
Few details, but Iran says it's made arrests in connection to last week's deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner mistakenly shot down by an Iranian missile. And this is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy plans, and availability vary by state.
LSU is king after beating Clemson 42-25 in the college football playoff national championship game in New Orleans last night. Quarterback Joe Burrow, the Heisman Trophy winner, passing for 463 yards and 5 touchdowns and running for a score. But he notes it did take a while to get the team going.
Couldn't figure out where they were blitzing from all night. We had great play calls, great coaching staff. I mean, this was a long time coming. Kind of speechless right now. This was fun.
Former Dallas Cowboys QB Tony Romo reportedly has an offer to become the highest paid sportscaster ever. Sources say ESPN's offering him $14 million a year to leave CBS and make the move to Monday Night Football. A controversial bill in New Jersey concerning vaccinations is being scrapped for now. The measure would have banned religious exemptions to vaccines required for kids to go to public schools. But a vote on the bill was canceled yesterday after it failed to get enough support to pass. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
Taking a look now at your money. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining 83 points to close at 28,907. The Nasdaq gaining 95 points. The S&P 500 up almost 23 points. In other news, the very latest on President Trump's border wall, USA Radio's Tim Berg on the story.
Significant progress is continuing to be made on construction of a border wall between the United States and Mexico. Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan responds to critics who say the old wall is just being replaced and a new wall is not being built.
First of all, that's absolutely a false narrative. Every single mile, it's not just a wall. Brian, you and I talked. It's a wall system. It's got integrated technology, lighting, access roads. You know, if you go out and you buy a new car to replace one that you've had for 25 years and people ask you what you've done, you tell them you bought a brand new car. And that's exactly what we have, over 100 miles. And Brian, look, we had a lot of naysayers for many months saying we were never going to achieve this first milestone by January of this year of 100 miles, and we've done just that. And look, I'd be remiss if I didn't give a shout out to the Army Corps of Engineers who have been absolute great partners in this. And I have no doubt that even with the lower court judicial activism and the obstacles by Congress, by the end of 2020, we're still going to have 450 miles of wall complete or well under construction. So,
Morgan, speaking there on Fox News. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome, America. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Paul Kengor, Dr. Kengor, joins us now, professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College. Hey, Paul, Happy New Year to you. How are you doing?
Good, Bill. Same to you. Happy New Year to you as well.
Boy, a lot going on here. Real quick, the announcement yesterday by AG Barr with the expelling of the Saudis after their due diligence and, examination into what happened with the shooting of, our Americans there on that Navy base in Pensacola.
Yeah, with the Saudis, it's really a mixed bag. They've been, this will probably surprise a lot of people to hear this, but they've often been very good allies, and yet at the same time they breed this brand of radical fundamentalist Islam known as Wahhabism. And the Saudi government is single-handedly the single largest printer, publisher of copies of the Quran. So they've fostered and fomented a lot of this fundamentalist Islam, radical Islam, that leads to people like those guys. And in fact, Osama bin Laden came out of Saudi Arabia. But very important to note that the Saudis expelled Osama bin Laden. They froze his assets. They didn't like him. In fact, he considered them an absolute mortal enemy. The Saudis, going back to the 1980s, helped us arm the Mujahideen in Afghanistan to defeat the Soviets there. The Saudis and the Iranians hate each other. So the Saudis are on our side against Iran. So it's a complicated thing, but at times they, like I said, what they foment and foster and inculcate leads to situations like this. And
let's not forget 9/11. I mean, how many Saudis were terrorists on those planes?
And there too. Now most of them were expelled; they were kicked out of the country. But it's one of those issues where you say, okay, well, I'm glad you're cracking down on them now, and I'm glad you don't like them, and you're sanctioning or expelling them, but you kind of fostered the environment
exactly
to begin with, right? You don't quite get it, but if you teach them this stuff, and they read a section of the Quran that says, kill the enemy, slay him in the battlefield, and if they read that stuff, well, they take that literally. They take it seriously. And then you tell them, well, you shouldn't take it literally and seriously, but that's kind of what you've taught them.
Exactly.
So, this is what happens, and it's no surprise.
Well, we have played several times since last week from an Iranian activist who says that, you know, at the age of seven, you know, they were indoctrinated that to hate America, hate Israel. You know, and, you know, they find out later in life there's more reason to respect and like the country. In fact, after the killing of Soleimani, you know, she said, you know, I'm going to lose a lot of friends over this, but I want to thank Donald Trump for doing that.
Yeah. Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, you're right. There's no question that a lot of them feel that way.
Right.
And, I mean, you know, Iran is, boy, I don't even know, Bill, how many people, 80 million people, something like that. And so if you have 10,000, even 50,000 people out in the streets, you know, quote-unquote mourning him, you know, that assumes that they're mourning him. It's kind of like North Korea, right, when the people go out and, you know, fall all over the ground bawling and sobbing at the death of the dear leader, the great leader. You know, a lot of it is staged.
Exactly.
A lot of it's staged. And also, too, you know, just like you had certain kind of weirdos in the Soviet Union who mourned the death of Stalin, whereas the vast majority, you know, celebrated the death of Stalin. So you always have people, you know, some people that actually like the dictator that might like Soleimani. Mm-hmm. But what really blew up on them, I guess I should use the word blow up because it's literal in this case, but the shooting of that Ukrainian plane,
yes,
I mean, it was just absolutely unbelievably stupid. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was an accident, I guess, and I'm sure it was an accident because they couldn't have been so stupid as to do that on purpose. I mean, right then and there.
But it was it's reckless, you know, you know, like anything, you know, even if you bring it down to the ground level, Paul, anybody that owns a gun understands that whatever leaves the barrel of that gun, they own. So now when you take it to a missile like this, I mean, who owns that missile?
Yeah, it would be like we don't do this in my house. But when I was a kid, we did it. You and I are both old enough to remember on New Year's Eve, people out with shotguns, right at 12 o'clock, and you know, foot in the backyard, you know, fire.
Hey, I grew up in Southern California. People in Santa Ana, California, would go out and fire pistolas up in the air, and then they wonder why the neighbor's dog just got killed. And well, and they were lucky if it was only the neighbor's dog and not some other human casualty, because these knuckleheads, you know, it's like, well, hello, gravity, you know.
But the analogy I'm making would be, it would be like if we did that at my house a couple weeks ago, and then I just left the shotgun loaded out on the table overnight.
Right.
You know, my 9-year-old picked it up in the morning and you know, fired it off and, you know, accidentally shot somebody. The Iranians are literally trigger happy, firing off missiles. They probably shouldn't have allowed a single commercial flight or anything to leave Tehran or anywhere.
Exactly.
While they were going gung ho that night, firing missiles at, you know, whatever bases in Baghdad and not killing anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so they fire one off, and you and I both, right? Probably, I remember the minute that I heard about the downing of that plane. And I heard where it happened. I said, "Oh, come on!"
Exactly.
This is not so. Gotta be.
Tell me it's not so. Yep,
yeah,
exactly.
Tell me it's not so. I mean, planes like that don't just take off and then blow up. And then, of all things, to have, what was it, 80 Iranian nationals, maybe 60 Canadians. I don't think there were even a dozen Ukrainians. Not a single American on the plane. But right there, that they lost any sort of PR victory that they might have been trying to drum up or create against the United States. The Iranian leadership just turned the entire country against them right then and there with a downing of the jetliner.
Yeah. And getting back to your early point, Paul, you know, as you mentioned, you know, that there is such a small number of people who are following the leaders, because that's what happens. I mean, in this kind of situation, you know, some say, well, it's good to be a leader. Well, if you can't be a leader, then be as close to the leader as you can. But when you look at the actual numbers, I mean, it's much the same way that it happened in Germany with the Third Reich. When you broke it down, it was only about 10% of the people that were actually involved with the radicals. So that's what it took, 10% of the population to overwhelm 90%. And what's happening now is the majority of Iranians are realizing, hey, we've been lied to. For decades we've been lied to, and look what's going on. And I'll tell you, this maximum pressure that President Trump has been employing, I believe it's working. I know there's talking heads and other and pundits, you know, that believe differently. But look at the proof's in the pudding. Look what's happened.
Sure, sure. Yep, yep. I agree. I'll hold and comment if you want me to after the break.
Yeah, exactly. You knew. You know the drill. Hey, the music is playing. It's time to go to commercial. Yes, we've got more. Yes, we got more from Dr. Paul Kengor. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over the years, there have been so many people who have suffered from not having life insurance. It's not that they didn't care about protecting their loved ones. It's just that they didn't know why it's so important. If you die, how would your family pay the bills, the mortgage, let alone plan for a better future? This is what life insurance is all about. Providing for your family, even after you're gone. And level term coverage is the best option. It's not expensive and it's not complicated. You need 10 to 12 times your income in life insurance protection. And you need to call ReliaQuote. They represent 15 of the top life insurance providers, and their agents are experts at helping you find the right policy for your needs. Protect your family. Give ReliaQuote a call for a free, no-hassle quote now. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. 800-478-0793. That's 800-478-0793. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. Here's what our customers had to say.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, a CGM can help you. It's accurate, easy to use, and if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping of your new CGM, and we can bill Medicare for you.
Honestly, I had my doubts, but that new CGM is painless.
Call now. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Dr. Paul Kengor continues with us. Paul, as we were talking about, in these situations, particularly in the Middle East, and when you've got, you know, such ancient hatred that has been going on, such that we don't understand. I think it's laughable.
at times when people think that they do. Because this ancient hatred has been going on for, you know, millions of years, the conflict in the Middle East. And you've got all these different factions. And we're trying to understand it. And, you know, Barack Obama, I think, at a frustrating point, commented and said, well, what do you want me to do, play whack-a-mo? Well, in a sense, this is what the Middle East does because of all these, as you mentioned, these different factions that come up. It is like whack-a-mole. You know, the mole raises its head, you got to whack it. If not, then, you know, they get empowered and they're off in, you know, their own little jihad. And they've been tormenting, you know, their fellow Arabs, their fellow Muslims, Sunni and Shia. You know, that's the Hatfields and the McCoys that's been going on forever. And here we are with our Western intelligence and imposition of our idea of what freedom is, and they could care less.
Well, and then eventually it shows up at your doorstep like it did on 9/11.
Yes.
If you don't do anything about it at all. Mm-hmm. And I heard a lot of people the last few weeks on Fox and CNN saying, you know, this is what we get for being engaged in that area in the first place. We should just stay out of it altogether. Well, you feel that way until something like 9/11 happens. Mm-hmm. And then people are saying, well, you know, why in the hell weren't you in there? Why weren't you trying to stop this to begin with?
Exactly. Well, so it's like that old saying, you know, you may not be interested in war, but war is interested in you, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, as this young Iranian activist said, you know, for over 40 years, Iran has declared war upon America. You know, they want to wipe us out. Well, if that's what they're saying, I mean, at some point you got to believe them, right?
Well, that's right. And the date is November 4th, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the day that Iranians stormed our embassy in Tehran and they seized 66 hostages. And altogether, they let some of them go,
mm-hmm.
but they eventually held 52 for 444 days. That's how long it lasted. And,
mm-hmm.
and you know, Donald Trump in sending our troops very quickly to the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad when it was surrounded by Iranians. I mean, how ironic was that, right, Bill?
Exactly.
Iranians.
Right.
You know, they're in Baghdad. But you know, he averted not only, you know, a Benghazi, like he said, this will not be a Benghazi, he said that on New Year's Eve, but he averted a repeat of the Iranian hostage crisis.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And this is what decisive leadership gives you.
Right.
And, you know, say what they want to say about Donald Trump, but all of a sudden it's like, oh my God, we forgot deterrence does work, right?
Right. Yeah. Decisive leadership also with taking out Soleimani. I heard Joe Scarborough say something like Donald Trump a year ago didn't even know who Soleimani was. I didn't know who Soleimani was. I've been teaching Middle East politics, you know, for over 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but the fact is he got a call from his military or his brass or Joint Chiefs of Staff or National Security Advisor or Secretary of Defense, whoever. And they said, hey, you know, Mr. President, this guy Soleimani, really bad dude, and you know, he's on his way right now to Baghdad to try to agitate these forces again, these Quad forces. And guess what? We know where he is. We think
yes.
We know which car he's in. We think we could take him out. What do you say? And then he said, yes, take him out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's decisive leadership. It doesn't
exactly.
matter if he didn't know who Soleimani was a year ago. That's absolutely stupid.
How can he make that statement? I mean, Joe Scarborough, do you think the president did not know about that? That they, you know, even our intelligence said they had him pointed out, and they basically had a bounty on his head over a year ago. So you think the president would not have been informed of this kind of player on the landscape of the Middle East, and that he would not be aware? I mean, to me, that's a silly. That is a silly comment that's unfounded, and that's what's driving me nuts about this whole narrative that's going on about, you know, all because they hate the president so much, they try to make him into some sort of idiot. Well, you know, for an idiot, what this guy has done for the country is pretty incredible. I mean, so much so that I think that after this idiot is done with, you know, being reelected and we go to elect a new president, we're going to look for another idiot just like him.
Well, and that's where the politics, kind of the presidential politics come into this whole analogy. I mean, November 4th, 1979, when the Iranians took our embassy in Tehran, the confluence of dates here, Bill, are amazing. Mm-hmm. It was exactly a year to the day, November 4th, 1980, that the presidential election was held.
Right.
And Jimmy Carter lost 44 out of 50 states to Ronald Reagan in that election.
He
lost the overall vote 51 to 41% as an incumbent president. He lost the Electoral College 489 to 49. And a major, major, major reason for that was the hostage crisis.
Exactly.
And another little history lesson here. It was about 2 months after that, January 20th, 1981, literally as Ronald Reagan was being sworn in, that the hostages were let go by the Iranian government. And I show my students to this day the cover of the New York Times, and it's January 21st, 1981, and it's like across the fold headline, very top three lines. Ronald Reagan takes oath as 40th president of the United States, pledges era of national renewal, and then it says in the next line, Bill, minutes later, 52 American hostages fly to freedom after 444-day ordeal. I mean, I've got the whole thing memorized.
Exactly.
I show it every semester. That's the complete opposite of leadership that, I mean, Donald Trump, like you said, you're right, he's showing decisive leadership, which is not only averting situations that harm and kill and take hostage Americans, right, Benghazi-like situations. You were talking about Woods, right?
Yes.
Ty Woods.
Charles Woods, the father of Ty Woods. He's a Gold Star father, yes.
Right. So he not only averted a situation like that by sending in overwhelming force right away. You know, we didn't lose a single troop, but you know, probably to Joe Scarborough and others' dismay, if Trump averted a situation where he heads into next November with a 20% approval rating and is facing losing 44 states. You know, this has strengthened Donald Trump, and they ought to realize that. In fact, if you look at Trump's poll numbers right now, they're not up overwhelmingly, but they're the highest that they've been.
Yes,
I think in probably a year or two, and you know, it's not over 50, but it's probably about 44-45%. And if he has numbers like that at this point next year, he'll probably win, especially if his opponent is somebody like a Bernie Sanders or an Elizabeth Warren.
I don't see anybody on the Democratic stage that is formidable, that can go head-to-head, including Joe Biden. Joe Biden's got too much baggage. Forget about Hunter Biden. I mean, my goodness, he's got four decades of voting and policy-making, even as vice president, under a two-term president, Barack Obama. And what he did, I mean, let's just even talk about deterrence and decisive action. It was Joe Biden when it came time to take out, if you remember, Osama bin Laden. Joe Biden said, I told President Obama not to do it because we didn't have enough information. And so, here he is, and he's all part and parcel of that administration that gave us Benghazi as well. So it's just one thing after another, you know. So I know the Democrats are trying to pin their... I think they're trying to save their party right now, frankly, because the left wing of that party is taking it over a cliff. And if it goes over the cliff, Paul, I'm telling you, this is going to be devastating to the party. It could take them a decade or two to reconstruct. That's how devastating this could be.
Well, they keep pushing them to the far left, and AOC and the Democrat Socialists of America. You know, they're trying to primary moderate Democrats right now.
Yes, exactly.
Push it even further to the left.
Without a doubt,
further to the left.
Well, we got to leave it there as always. Dr. Paul Ken Gore, Happy New Year! Great to have you with us. He is the professor of political science and executive director of the Center for Vision and Values. Thank you so much for being with us, Paul. Have a great day.
All right, Bill. Anytime.
You got it.
Take care.
God bless.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A new report claims President Trump authorized the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani 7 months ago with conditions. The word was that Soleimani, who was killed in a drone strike in Iraq on January 3rd, was to be killed if there were any other American deaths suspected to have been carried out by Iran or Iranian-backed militias. When an American contractor died a couple of weeks ago, the president ordered the strike that killed the general. Meanwhile, former Secretary of State John Kerry says he thinks the stories are inconsistent and everything's becoming suspicious.
That I think it's beginning to look like a cover-up over their original choices.
Few details, but Iran says it's made arrests in connection to last week's deadly crash of a Ukrainian jetliner mistakenly shot down by an Iranian missile. And this is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bill, I know all of us at Bill Martinez Live. We feel for Minnesota Congresswoman Omar.
I feel ill a little bit because of everything that is taking place, and I think every time I hear about I hear of conversations around war, I find myself being stricken with PTSD.
I'm just wondering if she feels such emotion over the preborn.
Ilhan Omar, well, I'll tell you, it's amazing. I mean, why not throw whatever narrative out there that you think that might be able to stick and make some sort of, false narrative. PTSD she's experiencing. I mean, and she is a congresswoman. I mean, for people who are legitimately dealing with PTSD, what an insult, right? I mean, do you kind of gather that, or is it just me overreacting? This young guard of democratic socialists and Marxists and I would say anti-Americans, because I say that from the context of what most of us would consider America to represent, and I'm having a hard time connecting the dots with Ilhan Omar and Ocasio-Cortez. And I like to believe that in a way, they're in the debate here to help us define preference, to help us understand these antithetical forces that are taking place within our country. And I'm grateful to Donald Trump for doing this, because if not for Donald Trump, we would not be aware. Yes, we've been, you know, being groomed and conditioned, as one of our authors said last week, conditioned to accept, you know, this kind of stinking thinking and this, this turn away from, you know, liberty. It is a blatant turn of liberty, and it's all been so subtle. I mean, we are like that analogy of that frog being boiled in water here, ladies and gentlemen. And we've just allowed this to creep up to such a degree that the enemy no longer is existential. It is within the camp. And the enemy are these ideas that counter the American idea. That's where I'm saying it's anti-American. Because the ideas that they're bringing into play here do not add to liberty. They do not add to the American dream. Clearly, they're taking away, and what we're going to be reduced to really is a form of slavery that's taken place that we've seen happen in European countries historically. But, you know, if we want to avoid history, then here we are repeating it. And, you know, and I appreciate Dr. Paul Ken Gore being on with us in his article that was in American Spectator that we were referencing, how Trump averts Benghazi and a Jimmy Carter. In short, he also averted a Tehran and any repeat of Desert One. He says, he quotes President Trump as he did in our conversation. This will not be a Benghazi. And of course, the pundits were talking immediately about Benghazi. Well, the huge difference, I mean, even to this day, Barack Obama, I mean, he had hours and days, didn't send any reinforcements, you know, and during the onslaught on the embassy or on the compound and the annex there in Libya, there was no military support. And it's just absolutely heartbreaking. As we quoted Charles Wood, as he said himself, he said, "Bill, I'm convinced if Hillary Clinton would have been elected president, you know, what happened in Baghdad would have been another Benghazi, clearly." I mean, this comes from a Gold Star parent, a Gold Star father who lost his son at Benghazi through abject neglect and incompetence of leadership. Now, by comparison, Donald Trump has the military there responding within minutes. And this is what averted Benghazi 2.0, and you got to imagine Joe Scarborough and the rest of the pundits, MSN, political commentators. It was like they were rooting for the enemy, as if they wanted something bad to happen here. And even on the murder of Soleimani. I mean, here they are trying to elevate Soleimani into some sort of hero. This is a guy who has wreaked havoc, not only in his own country and in America, but around the world. And it has been documented that at least 600 Americans, the blood, if not even, you know, thousands more injured at the hands and at the direction of Qassem Soleimani. And look what's happening there. As one Iranian activist, she has experience now, but she grew up in Iran, and she's there giving us the opposite viewpoint of what's going on, how people are cheering in the streets over the death of Soleimani. They're not mourning him. They're seeing this as maybe this might be the toppling of the regime that has indoctrinated and controlled and caused the people there to suffer inordinately in Iran. Maybe, just maybe, this is their Arab Spring that could lead to freedom. And what does she say? She says, "Well, you know, look at, I may lose a lot of friends over this, but I want to thank President Trump for what he did for the Iranian people." Wow. We're not hearing that from the mainstream media. They're not about to give any credit. But again, this is what happens when you have definitive and decisive leadership and deterrence. So what's their response? Oh, they fire off a couple of missiles, you know, much the same as Bill Clinton, if you remember, after the attack on the World Trade Center in 93. He goes, okay, well, we'll fire off, you know, we'll show them. So he fires off a couple of fireworks out in the desert to some tent. Like, that really worked. And look what happened. Donald Trump, no, he makes a very, very definitive, striking blow to the number one terrorist. And this sent out a huge message that is rippling throughout their organization. Now, are you going to have lone wolves? Are you going to have people reacting to it? Possibly. But even Iran knew when they fired off their missiles, boy, they got to be careful. If they'd have caused any injury to any American, then the response by America would have been a lot worse than what they saw with Soleimani. I'm convinced of that. And they're convinced of that. And that's why they throttled it down. And also why they were so quick. I mean, listen to what they said after they fired missiles. They said, as far as we're concerned, it's over. It's case closed. We're not going to go any further. And then, of course, then you have all the other, you know, chest pounders that got to say, well, you know, this is my country and my leader. And, you know, I'm going to, well, of course, we're going to have that because of, as Paul said, you know, these people have been indoctrinated all their lives to hate America. This is what we're dealing with. Of course, maybe the Saudis have kicked them out and, you know, other countries have disenfranchised themselves. But the fact of the matter is, you're responsible. This is what you've done. This is what your madrasas have done. They trained these young people for hatred. And, you know, here we are. And they're not just in their own country because they can't stand them, because they actually bought into the doctrine and their acidic and poisonous perspective was so detrimental to their culture that they had to, you know, they had to kick them out or disavow any kind of relationship. Well, but meanwhile, you've created these monsters and now they're out there tormenting the rest of us. And what kind of responsibility do you have in bringing them back and, you know, reprogramming them or, you know, no, they're just out there committing jihad and tormenting the rest of civilization because of something that you've been doing for decades. This is what's going on and this is what we're dealing with. And I highly recommend that you do read this column. It's at the American Spectator from Paul Ken Gore. It brings into perspective the history of how we got here and the difference of Jimmy Carter and the decisions that he made, decisions that Barack Obama made, and the decisions that Donald Trump has made, and how he averted a Benghazi and a Jimmy Carter, and also averting a Tehran and a repeat of Desert One, not to mention, you know, an acceleration of aggression by the Soviets as well. You ought to read it. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao, coming up next. It's 18 before the top of the hour. You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com. Now that the Fed has cut interest rates by 0.25%, chances are you're paying too much for your mortgage or those high-interest credit cards. Well, my friends at Network Capital Funding can show you an immediate and smart way to save big money on those monthly bills. In fact, their clients have been saving an average of $528 a month and improving their FICO scores. Imagine what you could do with an extra $6,300 a year. So what are you waiting for? Call Network Capital Funding now, 800-700-8068. We're a direct lender, so there's no middleman and no wasted time. The process is uniquely fast, simple, and secure. These are the best rates we've seen in 10 years, so now is the time to save. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding, 800-700-8068. That's 800-700-8068. Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lender Law number 603-D78. An equal housing lender subject to credit approval.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
Time for a comeback, ladies and gentlemen. How you doing? Good to have you with us. Just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As promised, time for the good news, girl. Samantha Mao is with us. Hey, Sam, Happy New Year. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. How you doing this week?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I mean, hey, look, I'm really excited for the prospects of this year. Boy, I'm telling you, they're just, to me, I think there's something special about this being 2020. And the impact that this could have on the way we see things. I think we're starting to see things more clearly now, and in a way that's beneficial for all Americans. You know, it's outside of the political landscape. I think, you know, we're at a point where, you know, as I tell the kids all the time, experience defines preference. And I think for the last couple of decades, particularly in the most recent one, we've gone through a lot of exercise. And we've experimented with a lot of things. We've challenged our own democracy and our way to conduct business and government and that. And I believe that we're all the smarter because of the experience that we've gone through. Even though some might say frustratingly, Sam, that we're just repeating historical mistakes. Well, maybe we have to. Maybe sometimes, you know, I say that kids have to get on top of the roof and fall off and realize the law of gravity still exists, right?
I don't know. Hopefully we can still find the same kind of solutions as we have in history, because things have certainly improved over time. And, you know, for humans and our development, we've progressed. And, you know, it might not seem like that sometimes when you're looking on Twitter or something like that.
Right,
but
exactly.
We certainly have. You know, we've, like, humans are, there's less poverty, there's less all these things. And I do feel like 2020, there's just something about it. I don't know. It's just a great, seems like a great year to me. I'm feeling I'm feeling good about it.
Yeah, well, that makes two of us. You know, I was thinking about you the other day because I was reading a story about a high school choir that was observing a fallen soldier's remains being escorted off the plane, and they broke into him. And fortunately, there was a passenger that captured the video. It was on a return flight to Atlanta. Diane Hollyfold Cup experienced something she says she'll never forget until the day she dies, and for the best reason possible. The Johnson City, Tennessee resident had been on vacation with her husband in Europe, touring the historic sites related to World War II. And during one of the tours, the guide described how soldiers' remains are found all the time. Can you imagine? I mean, here, all these years later, they still find remains. Well, on her return flight, wouldn't you know, across from the Atlantic, never expected to be honored by the presence of a war hero that was on that plane. When the flight from Germany landed in Atlanta, the captain announced that an Army private was on board escorting the remains of a World War II soldier to his final resting place in Houston, Texas. And this person would get the privilege to get off the plane first. Well, as the Army private proudly left the plane, the Iowa ambassadors of music choir, who happened to be on the plane, just spontaneously rose from their seats and began singing the Battle Hymn of the Republic. Well, I tell you, if that doesn't put chills down your spine, I don't know. And here they were.
I can't hardly listen to you say that without tearing up, you know, thinking about, like, what a great honor that is for them to stand up and do that, and how much that poor soldier deserved it, you know. It's really sad to think about his family missing him for all those years, and I'm sure that those family members that are still alive would be greatly honored by those people standing up and singing like that.
And the thing is, what we're recognizing here, Sam, not only in honoring the dead, we honor the living. Because the people that were there, just as you and I are talking about it, I mean, we're honored by what was done. And all triggered by the bravery and the sacrifice of this World War II veteran whose remains were discovered and are coming home to his family. Wow. Yeah, and we're blessed all the more for it. And thank God for Diane, for her, you know, capturing this on video, the choir singing and relating this incredible story just right on the heels of her and her husband during one of these tours. My brother did one of these tours, and he wanted to especially, you know, travel because our father was in the European theater during World War II. And my brother is a Vietnam vet in the Army. Three of my father's children served in the military. We almost covered all the branches. My oldest brother was in the Air Force, second oldest Army, and then me in the Marine Corps. But he went to Europe, and he wanted to walk the grounds that our father, as a medic, had walked the grounds during the Battle of the Bulge, and it was quite an experience. So I've yet to experience that myself, but I know, you know, God willing, that's going to be in my future as well. And so for Diane and her family, I mean, here they are. No sooner do they experience this that they're coming home, they're on a plane, and there's the remains of a World War II vet. What an honor and a privilege. Now, for the stories that you have for us, you've got a Sleeping Beauty proposal. A man animates himself, a girlfriend into Disney film to pop the big question. Huh? How creative is that?
This proposal has been one of the most viral videos I've seen in a long time. You know, everybody sharing it, and also everybody kind of like wondering what can a guy do after this guy's proposed
exactly
to the Disney film.
Yeah.
So it actually was 6 months in the making. The guy's name is Lee Lochler, and he was a filmmaker, but he had a friend of his do it, and his fiance is now fiance, Susie David. She is a cardiologist, and so he even included that in part of the proposal. But her favorite film was Sleeping Beauty, and he arranged it so that they were at the movie theater, and she didn't know it, but all the people behind her were her friends and family. And so they watched the whole movie, and it gets to this part at the end where he's had it changed. And Sleeping Beauty, when the prince goes to kiss her, It cuts back to her, and instead of being the traditional Sleeping Beauty, it's Stussy. And
yes. Oh,
he
wow.
turned, and the prince is Lee. And it's just amazing because you can kind of see her face, like she kind of, like she ends up.
Oh, her expressions are priceless as this is unfolding, and she's kind of, you know, going, okay, well, this is interesting, this is and you just see it. It's just
That's
really
right.
impressive.
And then the cartoon pulls out a ring box and tosses it up in the air, and magically a ring box flies up in the air and Lee catches it.
Brilliant.
And he turns around and she realizes what's going on, and she's just like, oh my gosh, these poor people. And he informs her at that time, well, they're in on it. And I just think it's one of the best proposals I've seen in
How
a long time.
Cool. How cool
wow.
is that? That is awesome. you just can't wait to when they do a gender reveal, right? When is that going to be?
I know.
I mean,
we're all going to be on standby.
There it is. It's Lion King Part 3. Shalunga, you know, whatever it is, you know, kind of deal. It'll be.
That would be about the coolest thing ever. I mean, this really was so well done. Because,
how
I mean,
creative.
It takes a very talented person to replicate anything close to Disney. Yeah. And they did a perfect merging of it. I thought you kind of watch it, the classic Disney film turn into this couple sitting before you. And it's really, I mean, if anybody gets a chance, visit your website,
oh, you
check
gotta,
out this video. It's great.
Exactly. It'll be linked there. This next story, Grandpa buys a school bus so he can take his 10 grandkids to school each day. I guess that's one way to do it, huh?
Don't you love this? Okay, so this all started off kind of like as a dream that this grandfather had. His name is Doug Hayes. He has 10 grandchildren. Only 5 of them are in school, but they go to a Christian school that's too small to have their own bus. Mm-hmm. And they always talked about, you know, we love the school, but we wish we'd have a bus. Mm-hmm. And his wife asked him, you know, it kind of started with his wife, Amy, asking him, do you have any big goals? And he said, I would love to have a bus. You know, if money wasn't an option, I'd love to have a bus where I could take the kids to our grandkids to school every morning, and we could make memories and sing songs and do all this stuff.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And it kind of started off like, you know, just saying it. It's like if money wasn't an option, you know, those kind of dreams
right.
you have like that. And she mm-hmm. goes, well, maybe we could do this. And so they start looking, and after about a month, they find a bus. And they surprise their grandkids with it actually at Christmas. And, it's just taken off and gone viral. It's called the Grandfather Express. And he lives down the street from the school. He drives about 20 minutes to go get them in the morning. And the 5 that aren't in school yet, he hopes to be taking them soon. And I just
exactly.
I think that this is going to be something those kids remember so well for the rest of their life. It's going to be
oh,
something
cool.
that just...
How
Isn't
cool
that,
is
such a great
that?
Idea.
I love that. I mean, I don't be surprised if other families pick up on that idea, and they'll be ever
Absolutely.
Forever grateful for this family, sharing it with everybody. This next story: a young boy finds $900 in an envelope, right? And so, what to do? Well, he does the right thing, right?
That's right. So Foster Dudley and his mother, Parisa, were at Target in Hoover when they realized they were going to the pharmacy, and they found an envelope. It was a bank envelope, you know, and it had $900 worth of $100 bills. And they realized somebody must be missing that a lot.
Oh, yeah.
And so they first tried to take it to the bank. And, you know, I think, like, first of all, thank goodness it was somebody like these people, like this young guy's 10 years old, and he's just wanting to do the right thing. So many people, he said, it would have been cool to keep the money, but somebody else would have suffered. And, you know, that's the kind of thing we hope all our children will grow up and have this kind of integrity.
Exactly.
So they try to track down the owner. The bank is closed. So they go to Target, and they go to the police department, and they end up finding her. And Target gave him a $100 gift certificate gift card for doing the right thing. And
exactly.
I'm sure that lady was very relieved.
Yeah, without a doubt, $900 cash like that, you can say bye-bye forever. This final story, real quick, I will say a loving couple married 64 years dies holding hands on the same day. How cool is that? All these stories at BillMartinezLive.com.
What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply.
They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr.